By Quicken Loans Studio, Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. McKeon and Graceffo are back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. John Fass will have another update here in about 27 minutes. Man, what an unbelievable NCAA tournament. I've had some calls in the first couple of hours. People are like, oh, it's been boring. I think it's a negative when your team is knocked out. And then you have no interest if you're not a diehard basketball fan. And by the way, Auburn, Kansas just went final 89-75. Auburn advances to take on the winner of North Carolina and Washington in the Sweet 16. That game was not that close. It was 51-25 at halftime. Auburn won the SEC tournament championship. I think they play enough defense to beat North Carolina. Get to the Elite Eight. They could beat Kentucky or Houston. What about Ohio State? What if they upset Houston? We've thrown out a few questions that you could answer as the games are ending. Maybe you're on your way home or just tuning in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, maybe XM Sirius Channel 206 or at CBSSportsRadio.com or on the CBS Sports app. You could, as you're checking your brackets, as you're checking the scores, you scroll right down on the menu, and there it is. The Saturday Night Huge Show. It's awesome. So we've been asking, and I'll get McKeon and Graceffo's input on this. But right now, based on what you've watched in the 2019 NCAA tournament, the best team you've seen in the East, in the West, in the Midwest region, and in the South. Now, I began this broadcast a couple of hours ago, and I said in the East, I would go with Michigan State after their first two games based on their defense as the best team I've seen in the East. In the West, I would go with Michigan. Nothing against Gonzaga, playing fairly Dickinson and Baylor. And Florida State is kind of like 1B, but I'd go with Michigan based on their defense. I think Florida State will annihilate Gonzaga in Anaheim on Thursday in the Sweet 16. Michigan awaits the winner of the 6-seed Buffalo and the 3-seed Texas Tech Red Raiders playing tomorrow. That game will be on Thursday night in Anaheim. Kentucky will take on whoever wins between Ohio State and Houston. Nobody's talked about Houston. Ohio State beat a very good Iowa State team. Buckeyes may be a Cinderella story in the making if they get to the Sweet 16, sending Iowa State and Houston home. And then there's Kentucky. Wofford is a good team. The score doesn't look sexy, but Kentucky played some defense today to advance. So you have the potential for Houston, Kentucky, Auburn, North Carolina, Sweet 16 matchups. And what about Purdue, what they did to Villanova? 87-61, and that game wasn't as close as the score reads. So now Iowa from the Big Ten, a 10 seed, has a chance to get to the Sweet 16 against another team from the Big Ten in Purdue. They'll take on Tennessee on Sunday afternoon at 12:10 Eastern Time on CBS. And then Oregon, UC Irvine, those aren't your typical 12 and 13 seeds. They're pretty darn good basketball teams. That winner on Sunday night will play the winner of Virginia-Oklahoma. I'm not feeling Oklahoma in an upset. I think Virginia shook off the shock of last year losing to a 16 seed of Maryland Baltimore County, even when they trailed Gardner-Webb, another 16 seed, at halftime on Friday by 6. What they did in the second half may propel them not to lose a game the rest of the way. The only team that I really see that could beat them would be Tennessee or Purdue, and there's something about Tennessee running out of gas here. Purdue's a deep team. But what Virginia did in that second half against Gardner-Webb, I think they may run the table, even though on my huge bracket, which I set up a contest before the tournament tipped off on the CBS Sports bracket games with my audience on my statewide show here in Michigan, I went Michigan State winning the East, Michigan winning the West. I went with Tennessee winning the South, and Auburn. I was on that train before the tournament began. That's why when they were playing New Mexico State, New Mexico State just gave that game back to Auburn, and Auburn was trying to give it away to New Mexico State. I thought, there you go, Bill. Nice pick. But then they got past that first game, and you see some teams center themselves. Michigan State did it against Minnesota after taking on a very physical and tough Bradley team. I know you'll say, what are you saying? No, that was a pretty darn good defensive team. So now we're sitting here wondering, can anybody beat Zion and Duke? I don't think Central Florida has a chance on Sunday. That game at 5:15 p.m. on the Zion Network, CBS, for March into early April. They've changed it to the Zion Network. I'm looking at the notes. Zion Graceffo and Zion McKeon are the executive producers. Everything is Zion. So I need your best team, your CBS eyeball test that you've watched in the East, West, South, and Midwest regions. You agree with mine? Michigan State, Michigan, Purdue, and Auburn. Give me yours. Also, biggest surprise so far in the NCAA tournament and the biggest disappointment. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Another thing I want to throw out, the NCAA women's tournament going on at the same time as the men. What are they thinking? And that's the NCAA. And it's not, this isn't not a sexist argument or statement or huge opinion. Why would you run it up against the biggest sports spectacle in America? Why would you not separate this and give the women's game beyond UConn and Stanford and Notre Dame and a few select schools a chance to truly grow like the NCAA men's tournament did? And ironically, some of the women who are pushing that they want to have it as the same time as the men actually are holding the game back. I think I do this huge opinion every year in my 27 years of doing a talk show nationally, statewide, and locally in different places in this country. Why wouldn't you push the women's season to start in early October? Men now start early November. And then you would take the month of February, and the week after the Super Bowl would be the conference championship week for all the women in all the conferences. Then the Sunday after the Super Bowl would be your selection Sunday for the women's NCAA basketball tournament. Then you would play those games throughout the month of February and in early March on that Sunday before the men's championship week would tip off. You would have the women's Final Four on a Saturday night and the women's championship game on a Monday night, springboarding right in to championship week and the men's NCAA tournament. Now, think about this, that if you gave the betting public, if you gave anybody a chance in their competitive lives to look at a bracket involving the women's teams, which would have a lot of the same names from conferences you see the men playing, and you would have a storyline for somebody to sit down and follow those games. And with the amount of television coverage and networks that are available, the women's tournament from that first week of February, maybe the second week when it would start, through the first week of March would have unbelievable center stage coverage. Because what are you up against? Some professional all-star games? You're up against men's college basketball regular season games? And you're up against regular season NBA and NHL games that we all can't wait to fast forward a couple of months before you get to the playoffs. Baseball spring training is just beginning. It is the perfect time and place with the multitude of networks to really enhance the women's game by giving them their own fantastic February, whatever you want to call it. So now, if there's a bracket contest at CBS Sports or on the CBS Sports app where I go and enter all my contests, or if I'm running a pool for entertainment purposes only, or even in Vegas, there would be interest. There would be people who would follow the tournament and actually look at the record or see what team has star players beyond Geno and UConn or Notre Dame. And you would sit and watch a game because now it's part of a bracket contest and kids would get involved. Maybe young girls who dream of one day playing in the tournament. Why the NCAA Women's Tournament is happening during the same time as the men can only be answered with one simple reason. That there's an element in collegiate sports that feel if the women didn't have everything at the same time as the men, it would not be fair and it would border on violating Title IX, which is about equality. No, this is even better. My idea would give the women the stage nationally. Online bracket contest. How did the NCAA tournament grow to what it is today? How did it grow into something that CBS and the family of CBS networks are willing to pay multi-billion dollar deals on? It grew because of brackets. It grew because of the office pools. It grew because of gambling. It grew because the games are on TV and you can watch and you can look and see, wow, it's a quadruple broadcast. And now with your iPhone or your iPad, you can stay up to date. You're watching all these games. The scores are rolling in. It's like the stock market. But does anybody right now listening, outside of the fact whether you coach or you work for a university or you have a daughter who plays for a university, does anybody know what's going on with the women's tournament? Oh, but you know what Auburn did to Kansas. You know about what Purdue did to Villanova. Oh, that New Mexico State-Auburn game, people will talk about that year-round. But outside of those pockets where there is a fan base truly interested in women's college basketball, it's lost. There's no media coverage because everybody's covering the men's NCAA tournament, and it's not because they're sexist. It's because there's more interest in a tournament that built itself up, not based on just because men are playing it. They marketed the living daylights out of it to get it to where it is today. And the women standing alone, second week of February through the first week of March, would take women's college basketball to another level. That's my huge opinion, and I'm sticking with it. If you want to join in, 1-855-212-4CBS, that's 1-855-212-4227, at Saturday Huge on Twitter, and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
More Huge in minutes. It's the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
We are live across North America each and every Saturday night. We're all about huge opinions, yours and mine. McKeon, he dropped this question to me during the break. First off, Graceffo, who's also back in Manhattan at CBS Sports Radio, says, this is the worst time of the year. I hate it. And I go, yeah, you know what? I'm getting destroyed on my bracket already. It's amazing how, like, 3 days after filling it out, when you thought you knew everything, you look at it and you say, was I under the influence when I picked Marquette to win three games and Wisconsin to win three games? I should have any right to do a talk show on sports on any level removed by a government court order that I picked Wisconsin and Marquette. And by the way, I'm not from Wisconsin. All right? I'm not from Wisconsin. But I just looked at my bracket during the last break. And in the CBS Sports and the bracket games. And the one I did with my audience on my statewide show in Michigan. And I had Marquette and Wisconsin winning three games. I should be arrested. I should be handcuffed, tried in open court, and banished to an island in the South Pacific. How did I do that? Now, I still have my Final Four, which is Auburn, Tennessee, Michigan, and Michigan State. And I have my championship game and champions. So I could make a late push if everything comes together. But if Duke and North Carolina get to the title game, I may have the worst pool ever. By the way, speaking of Duke and North Carolina, I want to give a shout out to 102.5 FM and 610 AM WFNZ. That's fans, not the Fonz. WFNZ stands for fans in Charlotte, North Carolina. Matt Hanlon, the Big T and his crew, they get it done. They do sports as good as anybody in America on 102.5 FM and 610 AM WFNZ in Charlotte. I wonder in Charlotte, for those of you listening, once the NCAA tournament coverage ends, is that a split town between Duke and North Carolina? Because you got NC State, you got Wake Forest, which I think is a small part of it. You have the small colleges, which are amazing, in North Carolina. Duke, North Carolina. Oh, you kidding me? Oh, Dickie V. Oh, you know what? North Carolina and Duke, Coach K. Roy, boy, they don't have to play any games. They're going to Minneapolis. Now, Mike Krzyzewski, there are some rumors that he may file a grievance that he actually had to play NCAA tournament games outside of the state of North Carolina to get to the Sweet 16. He had to go to Columbia, South Carolina. I will keep you posted like we always do here on the Saturday Night Huge Show. Huge question of the night. We have them plural. In the East, West, South, and Midwest, four best teams, one from each region that you've seen so far in the tournament. Also, biggest surprise of this first weekend in the NCAA bracket, and the biggest disappointment. You can join us at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Kevin in Maryland. Thanks for the wait, and you're on CBS Sports Radio.
You still think Gonzaga doesn't deserve to be a number one seed? Well, I'm going to give you some shockers. I think Florida State's going to shock them again, possibly. I've got Oregon in the Final Four, the greatest, the best athletes in the nation. Got I got it. Them on pretty much every Final Four pick. All I got them beating Virginia or Tennessee. And I've got Buffalo to shock Texas Tech tomorrow.
All right. Well, thank you, Kevin and Maryland. You got a lot of shocking going on. Yeah, I had a lot of people come at me about Gonzaga last week. What I say, they're a low two seed in my book before they got a one seed. North Carolina got a one seed. Not sure. You know, they beat, you know, Duke without Zion. Shoeless Zion. I'm not sure North Carolina deserved one. I thought Michigan State did, and they've showed everybody through two games they should have been a one seed, but Gonzaga played Fairleigh Dickinson and Baylor. And don't start telling me that they've proven why they deserve a one seed. All right? Case closed. Judge Huge is in the hizzy. Let's go to Rich in Grand Rapids, Michigan, listening on 106.1 FM and AM 1340, The Ticket. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Huge, what's happening, man?
How you doing, Rich?
Oh, great steak tonight. Enjoyed the game. You know, you talked about the state of Wisconsin. Well, I'll tell you what, I feel sorry for Wisconsin in one way. We got the pool party. They did. You know, but I look at it this way. There's a lot of different things happened. Auburn's the biggest surprise for me. I mean, I would have thought Auburn would be moving that fast. You know what? If we get Michigan State to beat Duke and Michigan to win their next game, wherever they play, guess what? Four times, I don't know.
All right. Well, thank you, Rich, in Grand Rapids, Michigan, listening on 106.1 FM and AM 1340. The Ticket, I think he's referencing if Michigan and Michigan State each won their region, they would get a fourth matchup this season in the Final Four in Minneapolis. I have that on my bracket, and I also have Auburn and Tennessee on my bracket. So as bad as I am right now in the huge pool, if those four teams get to the Final Four, guess what? I'll be talking some smack. Let's go to Aaron in beautiful Boise, Idaho. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, man, I completely agree with you about the women's basketball tournament being held in February. Everything you described was genius. You know, it's held in the middle of February with the NBA and hockey and whatnot. I think it's, I want to give a shout out to my Boise State girls team. They won today. But for the men's tournament, I'm having a lot of fun. It's only my third year filling out a bracket. And the pleasant surprise has been all the upsets. I actually took UC Irvine and Liberty to win their first ever tournament. So I had a lot of fun there. But the disappointment for me is Nevada and VCU. Oh, they hurt me real bad on not just my brackets, but on a parlay. And what hurts is that they didn't even try. They looked exhausted on TV. They both looked like they didn't want to be there. I understand Nevada and VCU losing, but the way they lost just really upset me.
All right, Aaron. Well, don't be upset. Thanks for listening in Boise, Idaho. See, and Aaron's, I just started filling out brackets, and he's the guy that's going to win. And then you're going to be the so-called sports expert. You're going to be the guy who does a national show. You're going to be the guy who's been in the Kurt Russell movie Touchback. You're going to be the guy who did voice work at NFL Blitz in 2001 and 2002. You're going to be the guy who's done a talk show every week for 27 years. And you're going to be the guy near the bottom riding the huge Titanic because you picked Marquette and Wisconsin each to win three games. You wonder why Rome's on noon until 3, and I'm on Saturday nights, 10 p.m. until 2 a.m. Take a look at my bracket and see Marquette and Wisconsin. How did I do that? Oh, that just, I won't be able to sleep tonight because of those picks. I won't. I'm too competitive. If you want to join us live across North America, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. By the way, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. Go to GEICO.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance at GEICO.com.
More Huge in minutes. It's the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
We are back live across North America. We're the only show based on huge opinions, yours and mine. Graceffo, he says this is the worst time of the year. He said that around Christmas, on his birthday, and also when the Patriots were in the Super Bowl because he's a Jets fan. This is the worst time of the year. Graceffo, can you explain that?
You know, a lot of people, we don't talk about the NCAA all year unless it's like a scandal or a kid's getting paid or an athlete blows his foot out of a shoe. But then for the 3 weeks, we're all geniuses on this sport. It's amazing.
You know why? Because everybody has a vested interest because of a bracket.
Yeah, that's called gambling. You know what else is very popular because of gambling? Every other sport.
I think gambling? Yeah, I'm a gambling man. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Memphis. I'm a gambling. Gambling is what makes sports go. It grew the NCAA tournament, and that's why, Graceffo, I said my women's tournament idea at the NCAA D1 level to move it to the second week of February through the first week of March before championship week for the men is a stroke of genius radio.
How much, amazing. How much of a degenerate would you have to be to fill out a NCAA women's bracket?
I think you would. How much of a degenerate are you when people start filling out brackets for the men's NCAA tournament?
Didn't fill one out, Bill. Don't know.
Why didn't you fill one out? Oh, yeah, that's right. You told me you're ahead of the game, right?
That's right. I can't be wrong. I didn't fill one out.
You can't be depressed like I am that I picked Marquette and Wisconsin, not combined, to each win three games.
You can't be wrong if you didn't fill one out. Lesson learned.
Oh, Graceffo, I love you. I mean, your misery makes great company on the Saturday Night Huge Show. And then you got McKeon, who says like four words during 4 hours. But I love him, too.
Thanks, Huge.
If you want to join us live, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. How many people agree with my idea? What Graceffo just said, nobody would fill out a bracket. I disagree. With the access now, like on the CBS Sports app and the bracket games online, I believe if the women's tournament was held second week of February through first week of March, that 50% of you who fill out brackets for the men's NCAA tournament would fill out a women's bracket. Am I right or am I wrong? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. As Graceffo says, it's the worst time of the year.
Don't forget it.
It's a very cold take.
I wonder, they're going to, hey, little Jimmy. Hey, I want to walk you. Hey, Jimmy, I'm going to walk you over to Madison Square Garden. I want you to see what this tournament looks like. I'm the ghost of basketball game's future.
Yeah. He's going to tell me all about sportsmanship and student-athletes. It's going to be great.
Hey, Jimmy, look, that's Zion. He got a four-year education at Duke, but he's only using probably 8 months of it before he's going to cash in on a $150 million contract.
And that's why he shouldn't have to play college basketball.
Well, the rule is, what, is it 2021? When's it changing when they go straight to the
junior? The sooner the better.
They are. All right, well, Zion is a, you know what? Zion can take over a game, and the second best player, he did it tonight, Cassius Winston. He's done it all year, Big Ten Player of the Year. There's two players in college basketball, in my mind, that can just put their team on their backs. And you saw Duke without Zion. They were average. Cassius Winston of Michigan State didn't have Cassius. I don't know if they're even in the NCAA tournament. And how he didn't get first team All-American USA Today, that's a crime. Flat-out crime. Let's go to Dallas, Texas, and David listening on 105.3 FM here on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Huge, I disagree with you about the women. You know, as they're running it right now, they're like a day behind the men. So Monday night will be the last round for the Sweet 16. But on the Final Four, you end up having the men on Saturday, the women's Final Four on Sunday, the championship game for the men on Monday, the championship game for the women on Tuesday. It's actually increased the viewership running it that way.
Have you filled out a women's bracket, David?
No, but you know what? There's no need to fill out a women's bracket because the women don't have upset. The women, they run chalk. Man, if a number three plays a number six, they're subject to beat the number six by 20. The differences are more dramatic in women's sports and women's basketball. So the excitement of the underdog, it doesn't really work with a women's bracket.
So you're saying the women's bracket is boring basketball?
No, what I'm saying is the women's bracket doesn't have variances that will get you enticed in watching somebody get beat like a drum. Unless you're a UConn fan, you're not going to watch.
Right.
UConn
or Notre Dame.
Is number one player 16 because they're going to beat them by 40.
Right, or Notre Dame. So how did the NCAA men's tournament grow to what it is today, David?
Because A, gambling. B, the bracket thing works. But C, because they have participation of the little guys that can actually play. You have little teams that Wofford and remember when Coppin State made a run? And Virginia Commonwealth made a run?
Right.
You have that with the men. You can't get that with the women. You'll never get that with the women.
All right. Well, David, I appreciate your opinion. Listening on 105.3 in Dallas. Thank you, my man. Tuning in on the Metroplex. Thomas McGuire is listening on 93.7 FM in Pittsburgh. He comments via a tweet at Saturday Huge. Having men's and women's NCAA basketball tournaments at the same time is a disservice to the women. They are forcing viewers to make a choice they should not have to make. And I'm surprised with how gender equitable we are, and rightfully so. I'm not being sexist. I want to set this up the right way. That CBS, if you're going to be official bracket partner of the men's tournament, that the NCAA doesn't require you to put up a women's bracket. I'm serious. Now, I see a women's bracket is there, but I don't think it's a contest. Yeah, there's just a bracket at NCAA, like at CBSSports.com. You click on the women's bracket, it takes you to the NCAA women's bracket, but not a contest where you can enter. And it says for CBS and the bracket games, official bracket partner, yet you hear, oh, we can't gamble. It's for entertainment purposes only. That's all we hear. You want to join us live, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Jason is listening in Pennsylvania. He tweets, not only did I do a men's bracket, I did an NIT bracket and a CBI bracket. As for the women's basketball tournament, I would love that Huge Show, and yes, I would not only fill in a bracket, I would watch every game. See, that's my point, that if you did a women's bracket contest, people would watch. Because when you look at some of the schools in a, you see Cal, you see Baylor, you see Notre Dame, you see Michigan State, you see UConn, you see, you know, big-name schools, Stanford, that people can relate to. And you get the rivalries. And you fill out a bracket. And there are going to be prizes. And people get to know the leading scorer. They get to follow a team. They're like a kid who at 10 starts filling out brackets and he became enamored with Coach K and Duke. And 20 years later, he's still a fan of Duke. It's how we grow as sports fans. It's how you market the product. Because outside of a few select spots, for women's D1 basketball, they don't draw squat. They don't get media coverage. And it's not based on sex. It's based on supply and demand. And we've even ventured into the world of web hits and likes and retweets. If the women would stand alone, I think their game has elevated to a level. And there's becoming a little bit more depth than just, you know, UConn, Notre Dame. You know, it used to be Pat Summitt in Tennessee, Stanford. There's some quality talent with all the summer basketball, with all the club basketball, with all the youth leagues. There's some incredible female talent playing basketball. And move the tournament. Don't line up against the men. Who today, perfect example. Here we are. Talking about an unbelievable day that saw Auburn up 51-25 at halftime over Kansas. Purdue was leading at one point, what was it, 32 or 34 against Villanova, and they sent them home 87-61. Look at the defense Michigan State and Michigan brought to the table. Florida State, I made this huge prediction, they will take down Gonzaga. Did anybody talk about any of the women's games? They do that Saturday, Monday, did they? Anywhere? Yeah, maybe your local town, if your women's D1 program draws and it's UConn and it's Notre Dame, it's certain areas. Did anybody discuss it? No. Because we want to talk about the men's tournament. So get it away. I think it's big enough to stand alone. I really do. And the quality is good enough to stand alone and draw interest. Dwayne in Baltimore, Maryland, here on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Oh, yes. You know, well, I mean, me personally, I don't think that the women's game is as interesting as the men's game, but I don't think it would matter when it's put on because, I mean, you have people that watch the women's game, and you have people that are going to watch it no matter when it's on. So, I mean, there are some teams that are good, but overall, I don't think, I mean, me personally, I mean, I don't think the women's game is really that good.
All right, well, thank you, Dwayne in Baltimore, and I appreciate your huge opinion. You know, you get a bracket, all right, you're watching Michigan State, Minnesota, but you have Michigan State on your bracket. You're watching that game or you're checking the CBS Sports app. It doesn't mean Minnesota played great basketball. I know they shot lights out when they beat Louisville. I mean, look at the women's. These are teams that are still alive in the 2019 NCAA Women's Tournament. Notre Dame, Michigan State, Baylor, California, Florida State, South Carolina, Marquette, Texas A&M, Iowa State, Missouri State, Kentucky, NC State, Missouri, BYU, Stanford, Iowa, Mississippi State, Clemson, Louisville, Michigan, Gonzaga, Oregon State, Arizona State, Miami, Florida. You know these schools. UCLA, Maryland, Syracuse, South Dakota State, Indiana, Oregon, Buffalo, UConn. Come on. You fill out a bracket, you're familiar with these schools, you know their conferences. If this was the second week of February, you would watch some of those games to see how you're doing on your bracket. You would. Look at the sports we watch as fans. You are familiar with those schools, the NCAA, and again, I think a lot of it is they're afraid to take that product and stand alone. I think they're big enough now to stand alone second week of February to first week of March and have their own brackets, have their own tournament, have their own time. Not overnight, but to build that up. Not to rival the men's tournament one day, but to be big in their own right. You want to join us live? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Tweet me at Saturday Huge on Twitter and like me on Facebook. Search Saturday Night Huge Show.